The global automotive industry is undergoing a dramatic transformation, and at the very heart of this change stands China. Once regarded merely as a low-cost manufacturing hub, China has now emerged as the global powerhouse of electric, smart, and connected mobility. Its car makers are not only dominating their domestic market, but are rapidly expanding across Europe with new models, competitive pricing, superior digital integration, and aggressive go-to-market strategies. Ironically, one of the key drivers of China's rapid development and growth is central planning, something Western counterparts have looked down on for decades. The numbers speak for themselves. Some individual Chinese OEMs, like BYD, Geely, and SAIC, report annual revenues comparable to the GDP of entire countries. To put it into perspective, BYD alone, as one of China's top electric vehicle manufacturers, generates over $80 billion in revenue yearly, more than the entire GDP of Slovenia. These are not just car makers, they are full-scale technology conglomerates, building ecosystems around energy storage, AI, software platforms, urban mobility, and are becoming increasingly important shipping companies as well. This context demands a new approach from Europe, and especially from smaller yet highly capable countries like Slovenia, if we are to position ourselves as relevant players in the coming phase of the automotive revolution, we must act decisively, strategically, and with unity. At Eurosino Automotive Association, ESAA, we believe Slovenia has numerous ingredients necessary to become an important European node in the new Chinese-European mobility value chain. Advanced Tier 1 and Tier 2 suppliers, high engineering capabilities, a strategic location in the heart of Europe, bringing together four European language groups, a strong industrial tradition, and proximity to major logistics corridors. However, what is still missing is a clear top-level strategic plan tailored for Chinese investors. Chinese stakeholders, whether OEMs or provincial governments, are used to operating in structured ecosystems where policy support, industrial clusters, and local suppliers work in harmony. When they come to Europe, they expect to be welcomed not by fragmented interests, but by unified ecosystems that speak their language, both literally and structurally. To succeed, our approach must be elevated. The person who presents Slovenia's strategic vision for cooperation must be someone from the top of the government. But this must not be a symbolic gesture. It needs to reflect a deeply coordinated message backed by the private sector. Slovenian suppliers, industrial parks, local authorities, and government bodies must present themselves not just as passive participants, but as active partners. Allies who are prepared to co-invest, collaborate in joint ventures, adapt to new standards, and support incoming OEMs with agile, reliable, and digitally competent local supply chains. China is not just bringing new vehicles, it's bringing a new industrial logic and operational processes. Its companies build at unprecedented speed, operate at digital native levels of integration, and expect a supportive, fast-moving environment that can adapt to their operational needs and low-cost requirements based on hyper-efficient development and production. If we want to be part of that story, and Slovenia certainly has the capability, we need to show up with the right narrative, the right leadership, and above all, unity. At ESA, we are proud to be the official partner of the Automotive Cluster of Slovenia, ACS, for China. We maintain direct ties with provincial governments that are shaping the next global automotive hubs and work closely with decision makers, industrial associations, and innovation centers in China and Europe. Our mission is simple: to ensure that Slovenia doesn't miss this once-in-a-generation opportunity. The wave is here. Slovenia can ride it, but only if we paddle together.